This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you walk down the health food aisle in your supermarket, you'll notice a growing number of gluten-free products, from cereal to gluten-free pasta. Now, while people choose to avoid gluten for a number of different reasons, there's been a growing awareness of celiac disease in the community. Well, now a vaccine is under development that could put an end to the disease altogether. Penny Delsperger is a dietitian with the Celiac Society of New South Wales, and she's going to fill us in a little bit this morning for Healthy Living. Hi, Penny.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. So, firstly, what is celiac disease?
Well, celiac disease is a genetic immune-based condition, and it results in damage to the lining of the small bowel, and that leads to various symptoms due to malabsorption of nutrients.
So how common is this?
Well, we know that it affects 1 in 100 people, so 1% of the population have celiac disease. The major issue is that about 75% of them remain undiagnosed at this stage. So while a lot of people have it, it remains very underdiagnosed.
Wow, that's amazing. So when you say it's an immune condition, is it the immune system actually attacking the bowel or the digestive system?
Yeah, so the immune system actually attacks itself by mistake. So the immune reaction is autoimmune. So it results in damage to the lining of the bowel, and it's the actual finger-like projections called villi, which line the surface of our small bowel, and they create a massive surface area for the absorption of all of our nutrients. So if they're damaged and inflamed, then it affects the absorption of the nutrients from the food that we eat.
And what's the gluten got to do with this?
So gluten is what the body actually reacts to and what causes the damage. It promotes that immune reaction. So gluten is a protein in wheat, rye, barley and oats. And by avoiding gluten in the diet, it allows the bowel of those with celiac disease to repair and for them to resume a normal life.
And so if a celiac goes off gluten, will they then expect to be as perfectly healthy as anybody else?
They should do. Yeah, that's the good news. Okay. There's no surgery or medication or anything like that involved with celiac disease. It is just diet control at this stage. So while that means that the person can go back to normal health and expect to be completely healthy, it can be quite difficult for them to manage that day to day.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a bit more. But before we go on, do we know what causes this celiac? It's genetic, is it?
It is genetic. So you have to be born with certain genes to be able to develop it. But having those genes doesn't mean that you will actually get celiac disease. So you can be a gene carrier without actually developing celiac disease. So that tells us that there are environmental triggers involved as well.
Oh, I see.
That process isn't completely understood at this stage. But certainly you do have to be born with those genes to start with.
So what then are the health and lifestyle implications of being a diagnosed celiac?
Yeah, so certainly once you are diagnosed, it does mean you need to follow a gluten-free diet for the rest of your life. As long as you maintain that, health-wise, you should be the same as any normal person. But it can be difficult to get enough fibre in your diet if you're on a gluten-free diet.
Yep. And eating out, you know, going to cafes and things. Like, my husband doesn't eat wheat. He's not celiac. But you go to a cafe, it's all bread. It's all focaccia. It's all wraps. It's all,
I think eating away from home is the most difficult thing. If you're in your own home and you can read labels and check products, it's quite simple once you know how to follow the diet.
Yep.
But when you're eating away from home and you're relying on other people to cater for you, it becomes more difficult. And it does take a lot to get used to and know where to look for suitable options.
So it could have a bit of an impact on your social life?
It could, yeah. And it's important that people do learn how to manage that so that it doesn't affect you in that way.
Yeah.
It's important that you still lead a full healthy life even though you have celiac disease.
Now, what about those people who you said, I think, was it 75% who aren't diagnosed? I mean, what's the implications of that?
Yes, if celiac disease is undiagnosed or untreated, there are quite a few long-term implications for health. Certainly osteoporosis is one side effect of untreated celiac disease. Infertility in men and women with untreated celiac disease. And another big one is the cancer. So there is an increased risk of small bowel lymphoma in particular.
Wow.
If you have untreated celiac disease. So it is really important that people are diagnosed and managed properly if they think they have if they might have an issue with gluten.
And if people are listening to this and thinking, oh, what if that's me? What kind of symptoms could be a clue?
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously mentioned infertility is one, but what are some other things you might experience that could be a clue that you could have celiacs?
The symptoms of celiac disease range a lot. So it could be as simple as gastrointestinal symptoms like diarrhea or constipation, abdominal bloating, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It could be headaches. It could be just feeling really tired and lethargic because of malabsorption of nutrients and iron deficiency. Mouth ulcers is another one, inability to concentrate properly. And I think that's the issue. Their symptoms range so much that a lot of the time other diagnoses are looked at for first rather than celiac disease.
So what's involved in getting tested for celiacs? Is it a complicated thing to find out whether you have it?
There's a couple of steps involved, but it is quite a simple process. I guess the first and most important thing is that someone must be eating gluten if they want to be tested for celiac disease. So the first most important thing is make sure that you don't change your diet before you go to your doctor.
Because I guess the people could be inclined to just go, oh, I'll just go off it and see if I feel better.
That's right. But it is a serious medical condition and it does need to be managed properly. So it's important that you know what you're dealing with and that you make sure you're treating the right condition with the right treatment. Mm-hmm. So it is important that it is diagnosed. So, yeah, the first step is make sure you're eating gluten and then go and see your doctor and ask for a celiac blood test. And with the blood test, they look for certain antibodies that the body produces against the gluten. So they'll do that first as a screening test. If that comes back as positive, then they'll refer you on to see a gastroenterologist, and they specialise in the gut. And they'll do a small bowel biopsy to check for that damage to the small bowel to confirm the diagnosis.
Wow, so it's quite serious then. Now, we've also been hearing about this idea of a new